This call is being recorded.
As it hits the earth, it begins to create a flood of energy, as in water. This is energy, not water, but energy. And this energy begins to spread out as a flood or as a tsunami. As a tsunami grows, becomes stronger and stronger, it continues to move out across everything in its path. And this energy now is enveloping everything on the earth, everywhere. And wherever there is darkness, there is now light. Wherever there was fear, there is now love. Wherever there was hatred, there is now love. All are transformed in an instant as this energy touches them. Even though they may not know anything here, nor even feel anything, it is affecting them. It is shifting consciousness as it moves across the entire planet. All are feeling this energy, this love, this oneness. There is no one that it can escape it anywhere, even if they tried. For it is pure love essence, pure oneness that is spreading now. You are spreading this energy. And as you spread this energy, know that you are the energy. You are the love. You are this oneness. All are one. Just for a moment now, visualize yourself going about your daily business, whatever that might be, your lives. You wake in the morning, you go to work, you do whatever you do around your homes. In this very day, where everything seems as it always would be, but yet there is an anticipation that has built up within you. You feel something that you have not felt before, and it is coming over you. You are anticipating that something is about to happen, but you do not know what it is yet. Then all of a sudden, there is an energy that enters you, like consciousness, a sense of knowing comes over you. And in that instant, you are transported into the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions. In that instant, you are in the fifth dimension, in the higher fifth dimension. In that moment, you feel a sense of bliss that you have never felt before. Feel this energy now coming into you. Feel the bliss. Feel the oneness. Feel it all within you, the love consciousness, which is all that is. There is nothing more than this. And as it comes over you, you know that you are this energy. You are this love force. Feel how wonderful this is now. Know that when this occurs in reality, in your reality, when the event happens, when this pulse of energy is released from the galactic central sun, know that you will feel this and so much more. Feel it at 100 times, 1,000 times more than what you feel it now, what you experience now. Begin now to move back to your Merkaba, wherever you left it, back into it, back down towards your physical bodies, back down the pillar of light, to your your physical body. Leave your Merkaba sitting outside of yourself or enveloping you, your physical body. But know and feel that energy coming into your body, that pulse of energy, that galactic pulse that you felt this tremendous bliss from. Feel yourself now as this bliss comes into your body. You feel transformed. You have gone through a transition here. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. It is seldom that I come through this one, James, only 2 times before as we find it. That is for a reason. This one, James, is very much more attuned to the one you know as Sananda. I am here now, in this time, in this place, in this moment, because you, most of you, many of you, are attuned to my energies, are a part of my command, the Ashtar command. And yes, my dear Rita was correct. I have many ships at my disposal, many millions of ships. And we are all standing outside of your atmosphere, watching, waiting for the moment to be given, the signal to finally be given, that we can begin to uncloak our ships, that we can begin to move down, be a part of what is being called first contact. That time, as Sananda has spoken of, is nigh. It is fast upon you now. Many of you have been feeling a sense of anticipation, some even for years here. But in the very last times here, these last days and weeks, many of you have been feeling this anticipation rising. You have been feeling that something is just around the corner, something that is just outside eluding you at this moment. But you know that so many things are happening behind the scenes, preparing everything for the moments, for the times where we as the Ashtar command can be a part of this first contact process. There are many of us preparing for this. This is what we came here for. Many of you are up on our ships now as well, in your multidimensional selves and in your dream states are with us and are preparing along with us, preparing for the time where we can introduce ourselves to the world. And the world in that moment will be transformed beyond your imagination. But I tell you now, as Ashtar, and as Sananda looks over, we tell you that you are on the verge now of a great many changes, a great many instances to begin to occur, what are being called the mini events leading up to the greater one, to the one when Prime Creator says, now. When that occurs, you will all be ready. You will all be ready. Because you have been being prepared. Even those of you that don't know it yet, you have been. Deep within you, the energies are stirring. Your chakra centers are expanding and growing. Your pineal gland is reawakening. Your DNA is being adjusted, being reconnected. All of this is happening now. Not in the future, not in the past, but now. And you are in this moment now. So it is time for all of you to reach back, to understand who you are, truly who you are, that you are not just this body. You are the consciousness within this body. You are the God consciousness within this body, the source consciousness. All have this. No one does not have this. I love you deeply, all of you. Even those that are so close to me, but yet still so far. But I reach out my arms now to you. To those of you that know me well, I reach out my arms now and envelop you. Feel your emotions. Feel your love. Feel the oneness that is you. All of my love be with you, with all of you. Even those that are not attuned to me at this time. But I assure you, in the not too far off future, we will all be attuned together. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here. That was somewhat of an emotional experience, was it not?
Yeah.
Do you feel it? Do you feel not only the bliss that came from the galactic pulse, but the energy, the love that came from Ashtar? Many of you are feeling this. We know this. Because as he has said, you are connected to him in many different ways, many beyond your imaginations yet at this point. Many of you have been on the ships with him and are on the ships with him now. Many of you are commanders there. And you wonder, me, a commander? Come on now, I cannot even command my own family. But yes, you are commanders on ships, captains on ships. And you will, when the time comes, assume your rightful places once again. Whether you are captains or commanders or ambassadors or diplomats or whatever you might be. But know that each and every one of you has a connection to the galactic Federation of Light, each and every one, no exceptions. We are ready now for questions. If you have questions, we are alone here again. Noah's here with us, but we do our best here. Are there questions here?
Yes, I have a question. I was watching, I was on the internet, and I saw a link about the press conference between President Trump and the Japanese Prime Minister, and in that conference, he said many things about the things are going to change financially and a lot sooner than many people think. And I was just, as I heard him saying, it sounded to me like it was maybe the reval and the currency reset and everything else was pretty near to happening. Can you answer that, whether that's true or not?
Yes. And yes, it is true. Very much true. He was alluding to certain things, yes. Without coming right out and saying it, because it is not yet time and the frequency is not yet there. But it is in the process, and all of this is going to occur just as we have been saying. We have been saying these things over and over and over to you, and you must know by now that, yes, we like to talk. Yes, we like to hear ourselves and all of this, but it is important that you know that it is all for a reason. We are here to assist, to serve, to be help in any way that we can. And as we tell you these things are coming, they are. They are close in many respects. We cannot give you the order of them, how they're going to be, or exactly when it is going to be, because as of yet, no one yet knows. But it is in the process. The probabilities are there for all of this to occur. Certainly within this year that you are in, and yes, even within days, weeks, and months ahead here. Okay, does this answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Very good. Other questions here? No, there was a dream that spoke earlier, one who spoke about her dream, and it went to a very... lively discussion here, as we find it, that is important here. Would you like to repeat this?
Sure. I assume you're talking about me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So my dream was I had a I think I was in a group setting room, and there was one person there in particular that I felt was my really close friend. And I remember he was of Indian descent, like Indian descent, at least in my dream, that's how he looked to me. And then I realized that he died. And so I was really sad. And I was just, you know, I asked the group if there was any interpretation they had. So yeah, if you had any insight to that. Of what that means,
yes.
For me,
so
or all
many of the interpretations earlier were very what you call right on. They had very much truth to them, and understand though that as you are moving through this transition, as James and others have spoken of here, as you are moving through this transition, you are going to experience the falling away of much of the old, much of the familiar, much of those things that you have become accustomed to. Yes, even within the programming that you have had. But that is all to fall away, all to no longer be a part of your lives as you move further and further through this transition and closer to the ascension itself. As you know, always we speak of the ascension as a process, and you are all moving through this process. So within your dream state, you are going to have many of these types of dreams where in many different respects, many different ways, the old is going to fall away and the new is going to take over. So if there is one that is close to you, say as a mentor or something of this nature, that one will fall away because you are going to be introduced, all of you, to new mentors, new ones that are going to come in, that are going to share with you, and many of them, when the time is right, when the frequencies are correct, many are going to be here with you in the physical fashion. They will be there, you will be there, you'll be sitting there across from each other, breaking bread, drinking wine, whatever it is that you want to do. Certainly, we know one here that is going to want to be there with you drinking the wine and all of this. He's very much looking forward to those times, as we all are. And even, yes, even Sananda has spoken of this at times, where he will sit there with you and imbibe once again in all of the celebration that is being prepared here. And knowing that you have come from all of this previously in terms of the connections that you have with many that are in the galactic realms, many that are in the, which are called the company of heaven or the ascended masters, and all of us, and those from deep below as well, the Agarthans and all. Everyone is being readied and prepared for a great celebration that is close at hand here. Does this answer your question? Well, it wasn't the question necessarily, that is, right? It was your dream. Do you understand this? Not only you who has asked this, but to all here. Do you understand that all is a process of not forgetting, but moving on into the higher vibrations, moving on into the higher dimensional states, where you will let go of the old programming, the old influences that have kept you tied to, you might say, to the illusion that has been created here. Okay?
Okay. One more thing. Is that kind of why we felt that that loneliness that some of us talked about, we felt a little bit this week? Was that separation?
Very much so. And for some, it's going to increase even more at times. You will feel it more and more. But again, as Sananda has said, you are acclimating to this. So you are not being thrown to the wolves directly. just little by little. They take a bite out of you here and then let you go and come back and take another bite. Probably not the best visualization here.
We get the idea.
You get the idea,
yes.
It comes from the bite of the elephant one here.
Yes.
Someone spoke about that earlier. And biting a
how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
Yes. This is what we are speaking of here. Otherwise, it would be too overwhelming. If all of these energies came in at once, think about this. If the galactic pulse came in many years ago, let's say, and it came in at that time, it would be overwhelming to so many. Most of the world's population would not have been able to handle it. So it was held off. Even from your 2012 time, it was not ready. The world was not ready for this. Only a certain population was ready at that time. But you, as you, many of you know, your higher selves got together, had a conference, you might say, and decided, let's wait. Let's postpone it a little bit so that all can come along, all have the opportunity to turn to the light and come along with us. And that is what occurred and is still in the process today. But we can tell you that so many, many, many more are prepared and ready for this pulse to come in and to change the consciousness of the planet and therefore their individual consciousness as well, so that all have the opportunity to make the decision, make the choice to go along. Not to go anywhere, as you understand, you're not going anywhere, but you are moving up in consciousness. And this is what is important. You are reconnecting, remembering your higher self, and that you are your higher self. Okay?
Okay.
Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I get up in the morning, and we're talking about these waves of energy that are coming into the planet. And throughout the day, I will literally feel, I'll be walking and I'll feel this wave of weakness just kind of overcome me. And it feels like I'm a puppet. My muscles just start to feel very weak. I doubt if I can even support myself. And then as slowly as it comes on, it reaches like a height, and then my strength starts to come back. Can you tell me what that is and what I can do to not be as affected by it?
As it occurs, as this transition is happening, as we have been speaking of, all will feel these things in different ways, different experiences. Some will feel a sense of weakness. Some will feel a sense of strength. Some will feel alone. All of these things will be a part of this at different times. And as you move through these experiences, you will be greater for it each time. So allow it to be. If there are illnesses, sicknesses of various kinds, know that it will pass. Know that you are going to move through it. If you become bogged down into it, though, if you go to your medical doctors and they want to perform surgery and all of these types of things, well, then if you have an arm cut off, then it's cut off, you see? So, bad expression again. No, bad visualization. What is going on here? Here, you see? Does this help here?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I have another question. I keep seeing for around the spring solstice, not like the event, but like a bigger event than we've experienced thus far, a big energy pulse coming through that's going to really kind of rock everyone's world around that time. Is there something to this that I'm seeing?
Yes, this is what we're speaking of. And it will rock many of their worlds. Many, again, who are not acclimating to the energies, not being prepared as you are, not ready for this. There are so many out there that have no clue whatsoever of the truths that have been held from them. But they will experience it, and they will experience it at their level when this moment comes. And that will be the time where you, those of you, will move into action, if you so desire to do so, and assist in any way that you can in those times. Those ones that have scoffed at you and said you are crazy, you have no idea what you're talking about, they will then turn to you and say, well, maybe you were right all along. Won't that be a wonderful time? Answer your question?
Yes, it does. So this kind of part of the wake-up shake before the bigger things start happening, is that how, that's how I'm seeing it anyhow. Is that kind of how it's happening? Like, I see it bigger than anything. Like, we kind of got woken up with smaller ones, but like this one's so big that everybody's going to notice it and feel it, is what I'm seeing.
Maybe we can use this analogy maybe a little better here. Think of a pot of water. And the water begins to boil, begins to heat up, rather. And it begins to heat up, and then you see the boiling, and then eventually it begins to boil, and the steam's up, and all of this. This is what you are going through now. You are in the heating up process, moving into the boiling process now. And once you have the full boiling of this, there will be the steam coming up, the energy rising up. You as this energy, you as the consciousness rising up. You see?
Yes.
Not that you would be boiling. That's not what we were saying. We know some of
we,
you
we
thought
get the
it,
idea.
So. My goodness, cutting off arms and boiling.
Boiling alive.
Hot water. What is going on here? Some of you new ones here are probably coming in and saying, these are ascended masters? Come on now. It cannot be this way. This is a joke. This is funny. Or this is not real. But we can assure you, we are very real.
Oh, we need more laughter in this reality, so that's perfect.
Yes. And if you did not notice, I jumped in here just for this one. Not let this one go by. Maybe let me stay. Let's see. We'll see. Are there other questions here?
I have a question. I've been hearing about the sun darkening between last Friday the 10th and the 25th. Can you tell me what that's all about and what it might appear like and if it's even true?
Well, we can say here, are you already not at the 10th?
Yes.
Has the sun darkened?
Yes. We're no. 2 days past when it was supposed to start.
Yes. Has the sun darkened?
No.
You can still see the sun, right?
Yes.
Right now.
And that probably is not quite correct, then, the ones who are saying this. They are misunderstanding, though, what can happen here. They're misunderstanding this in time frame and also in the amount of time it would be. You have heard many times before of the 3 days of darkness, 3 days and nights of darkness. And this is also a possibility yet, but not in the respect of having a major catastrophe or anything of this nature. It will be a part of the process if and when this does occur. So they were predicting ahead of time this idea of the sun being darkened here. And also, no, it is part of the Cabal's process, part of their plan. To create the sun being darkened in terms of the light not coming through. Because as you are beginning to know that the ascension happens from the sun, from the galactic central sun, from the solar sun, and these energies come into the earth. This is a part of this ascension process. This is what is needed. The light must come in. And they have done everything they can to hold off the light. But think about this. Darkening the sun, do you think they can do this? They do not have the technology to do this. There have been those times, though, that civilizations in the past have been able to do something of this nature. But it is not being allowed.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any further questions here?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question. My name is Sheila. I just am concerned about a friend of mine, and I'm wondering if you can see that he will be all right or that...
He will be whatever he needs to be in the moment. And that is all you need to be concerned about here. He is right where he needs to be, right where he is meant to be in this particular moment. And if he is going through some of what we have been speaking of, the transition here, where the aloneness is coming in, this is what he is feeling in some respects. It is all part of the process. We're speaking of the one we are talking about here, no?
Yes.
Yes. Other questions here? And we are ready to release channel. And
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about the New Republic and if Trump's going to go, if Trump's going to stay, more about who's playing what roles or who's going and who's staying? Any kind of information you can give us?
What we can tell you is what we see in terms of probability only, based on this moment right now at this exact time in your time space, all of this here now. That was a lot of ways to say now, but anyway, this is what is occurring as we look at this. It's all as it is meant to be. Again, all is being orchestrated. It is not that Trump or Ryan or Dunford or any of these different ones are going to be the president or the one in charge of the republic or anything of this nature, because none of this matters at this point, because all of this is part of the 3D illusion yet. All of it. Now, when the Republic is announced, that begins to change things. That begins to shift all of the consciousness toward the idea of freedom. The freedom, not only here in this country, but freedom of the world, freedom of the entire planet, so that all can remember and be who they are. And this has been held back for some time, but it is lessening. The veil is disappearing, becoming less. And many, many more are beginning to see through the veil. So do not be concerned whether it is the Trump or whatever it is. Just know that the ones that are going or meant to be will be there when the time comes. Okay? No, that was not what you wanted directly to hear. You wanted to hear that Trump is going to change the world or whatever it is. But we cannot tell you that. We cannot say that at this point. Because as of yet, we do not even yet know exactly how this is going to transpire. We just know, based on probability, based on the way everything is now in this moment, we know that everything is happening for a reason and exactly as it needs to be. Okay?
Thank you.
Anything further here? And this time, ready to release channel. Continue on, people. Continue on with your everyday activities, everything that you do, knowing, though, that you are in the now. Be in the now at all times. Do not be focused on the past. Let go of the past. The past is gone. The past is but yet a memory. But the here and now is where you are. And the future that is ahead of you is grand indeed. So just allow for the process to continue. Everything is being orchestrated and right where you need to be. Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank you so much.